Okay, welcome to the good, the bad, and the natty. Tom being the natty, of course.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so this is going to be a podcast. We're basically just going to talk about random shit, really, any topics that have come up. We've got the PCA Wales that we're going to cover today. If you're not familiar with the people that won their classes and who competed, we're going to be going over that, so it might be a good idea to have a look on Instagram, look on the PCA Instagram page, and just have a little bit of a look so you can understand what we're talking about. We've got some questions to answer. Yeah, but other than that, we're just going to basically...
Can we all offer our congratulations to Caitlin? Do lots and lots of messages via Instagram, tag her in loads of shit, because she just passed the driving test.
Yeah, passed my driving test. First time, may I add. I'm so happy. Makes life
how many minors? How many minors? Go on, for the world to know. For the world to know, how many minors did you get?
11.
Yeah, same as me, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, 11 minors. Oh, so, like, I'm a semi-safe driver. Yeah, if you get in the car with me, like, just hold on to the sides. You might be all right then. Okay, so, PCA Wales, you were there in person. Do you want to give us a rundown of the classes, and I'll be a pig and eat some food.
Yes, good. Right, try and do it quietly. Right, so, I was at the PCA Wales. I had two clients competing. I had a chap in the novices, and then I had a chap in the men's medium bodybuilding class, because PCA have now not stopped doing class 4, 3, 2 and 1. They've actually decided to go to just a short, a medium and a tall class, which is kind of cool. Right, so... First class up, I believe, was the disability class. So this was actually really cool to see, because the guy had clearly had some mobility issues because he was struggling to get into some of the poses, but he still found a way to sort of make them work for himself, which was really cool. And he was skinned. Like, his condition was absolutely brilliant, especially for a chap who's, you know, clearly got some issues with his with his training or whatever, but that clearly has not stopped him dieting his arse off, quite literally as well. He had really lean glutes and hamstrings. I always love seeing the disability class. It's always brilliant. Like, honestly, like, my dad's disabled, so he's in a wheelchair. So me seeing that is just like, that's brilliant.
Yeah, no, I do really, like, whenever I see anyone in the disability classes, I'm always like, it just amazes me, especially the condition that they
get especially
to.
When they're also in an awesome condition. It motivates you as well. Like, the best disability class I saw was the body power one, and because it was an international show, so there was a lot of international, so they all come over, and there was a chap who had come out, and it was something to do with his tongue and his mouth. He couldn't speak. And he couldn't, and his mouth kept moving. It sort of like wouldn't stop. It was in like a motion. It would just continue doing the same thing over and over again. And he had really struggled with issues like with moving and things like that. But he was absolutely freaking peeled. He was like bodybuilder condition. And I was like sitting there in the crowd going, wow, I need to suck it up and just fucking get on with this, because this guy is proving everyone here to be a bit of a pansy. Right, anyway, let's crack on. Juniors, only one guy in the juniors. Which is weird, because last year there was like 9 or 10, I think, and the top 5 went through to the finals. I don't think this guy got a finals invite. He might have done, correct me if I'm wrong about this, someone, but I don't think he got a finals invite. He was not in the greatest condition. He could have been a lot tighter. Very lovely structure and a good amount of muscle for a 19-year-old chap. But needed to be a lot more conditioned. But, I mean, when you're that age, it's quite hard anyway.
Yeah, that's something quite interesting, because I didn't know whether it was a rule of thumb that the top 3 always got a British invite, but if you didn't get a British invite, that's quite cool.
I think you have to be of a standard. Right, next one, first-timers class. Right, so this was cool. Big class, I think it was about 10. Standard, good old mix. There was people that had obviously, knew what they were doing and things, and got into it on the right foot, and others that were just, learning as they go, clearly. So the, believe it was the top 5 that I remember pretty well. This guy who got 5th, very, very good condition. No, very, very good structure. Would do really well in a classic class. Can't remember his name. I think he had it on Instagram, actually. And then the next guy up was sort of just like a smaller bodybuilder, very, very conditioned. 3rd place was a guy who was wearing this gold dream tan, and he had a classic bodybuilder structure. He was really well put together, small dotty waist, really good condition. His posing was a little bit off. He didn't quite pop his lats in some poses. But you're a noob at that point, aren't you? You're learning to go. And then the next one was, so this guy, the guy who got second, okay, he had the best taper I have ever seen in a first-timer bodybuilder, or even a novice bodybuilder, for that matter. He was absolutely brilliant. He came out, hit a front relaxed, and myself and Sophie, who was one of my clients, is my client's partner, we literally looked over and goes, look at his taper, wow. Mm. So his waist must have been sub 28 inches. It was tiny. It was absolutely minuscule. Really broad shoulders. He was a bit slight on his legs. He's got to bring them up. And his colour was really off. But he was brilliant. He'll be a threat in a men's classes in like 5 or 6 years. He'll be an absolute threat. Then the guy who won was one of my mates, Jace. It was his client, a guy called Dean Eldridge.
Yes.
This guy was the most conditioned bodybuilder of the day. The most conditioned bodybuilder of the day, by hands down. Not the nicest structure at all, and not very well put together structurally. And he wasn't jacked up, like, huge. But he was so conditioned. It was unbelievable. I don't know if anyone's seen it. Dean Eldridge. Have a little look on his. Have a look on the PCA page. I believe he was wearing green trunks and he's got some glasses on. The pose he's hitting is probably like an ab and thigh or something. But my God, his legs were just like granite. It was insane. He looked so good.
Yeah, I mean, it's like people say, condition wins amateur shows.
Yeah.
So that's coming to fruition there.
Yeah, definitely. But this is a funny thing. So this actually brings me on really well to the next bit. So novices. So I'll say I'm biased here on this, but my client, Michael, I want to say he got a little bit screwed over. He really should have been in third place, not placing. If they're going monk condition, then stick with it for all of the classes. Don't change the criteria sort of halfway through. It seems a little bit weird because he wasn't the biggest on stage. He was one of the smaller guys on stage. He was the second biggest on stage, but he was absolutely peeled. And they went for a guy in third who had really good muscle structure and he was jacked, he was huge, but he had like 10 pounds to come off. He had like at least 10, 12 pounds to come off. Yeah. He wasn't ready.
Yeah.
And if the class before they've gone for condition, carry on going for condition for the rest of the show. You can't chop and change your criteria.
Yeah.
It didn't seem right. But that is probably me being biased. The other two placings, they're fine. The guy who got second, guy called Jack, I believe, really slight in his legs, massive upper body, needs to bring his legs up, but he's had a car crash. I actually spoke to him, so he hasn't been able to train legs properly for a year. He's going to only do like extensions and stuff. And then the guy who won just walked out, hit one pose and won. He didn't even need to pose. He was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, there was quite a few classes that had that same thing where one person came out.
Yeah, they come out, hit a pose, and they don't even need to do anything else. They could just walk to the back of the stage and go, just give me the trophy later. Masters class, all good condition, all really, like, obviously seasoned guys, so they know how to get in condition. The guy that won was a freak, though. He was a monster. I can't remember his name. You couldn't find it on Instagram, but he was huge. He walked out, hit a front relaxed, and he'd won it already. Right, master. So that's masters. Didn't see the masters 50s, unfortunately. Toned figure.
Mm-hmm.
So, ex-client of mine, lady called Tilda. She looked very good structurally. She's put together very, very well. She was really, really off. Her condition was really off. But she knows it, and she knows why, because she had got sick like 2 days before the show.
Yeah, I saw that. That's a shame. But good on her for getting on stage.
Yeah, still carrying on. Like she was she was ill. She was like really ill, and like just to make it to that point, like fair play. Like she still looked great, but like she was in better condition last year, and she'll be in better condition in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
So I think she's doing the brunt. So she's
all right.
She's good. And the girl who got second, I just need to come in a bit more condition. Really, she was good though. She was good. Had a nice structure.
Yeah.
Right, athletic. Don't really remember the other two or three girls that were in that class because the one that won, holy freaking shit, Dan Wellburn's girl, a girl called Rhea, I think it is.
Yes, Rhea.
Oh crap, honestly, I had her pick for the overall. Dan is one of the best figure coaches in the UK by a country mile. Actually, he probably is the best figure coach in the UK, especially with athletic and toned. He's just. I'm sorry, but that girl is very, very much destined for the British or the world's or both.
Amazing.
Very, very good. Shoulders popped like crazy. She had like really nice feminine look to her. She posed beautifully. Bikini looked great. Awesome. Like I think as you walked out, I think the words were holy shit. It's good. I'm not easily impressed by like the figure girls because I see them all the time.
Yeah.
But when she walked out, I was like, okay, wow. Trained figure girl. Managed to win the overall, didn't she? Cows yeah. Giddy.
Oh,
holy shit moment. Yeah, bloody hell. She's good, isn't she?
Yeah, pro class.
Spoke to her briefly when I got allowed on stage afterwards, which was nice. Had a little chat with her. I said, yeah, are you doing the finals? And she says, oh, I'm not sure. And I said, do it. she was brilliant. She... In her front relaxed, it's very much a wow factor, but she doesn't really seem to come alive until she starts posing. Mm. And when she poses, it's all over then, basically. Mm. Like from the back, she was sharp as a tack. She's broad. She's got a very feminine look still.
She's got it all.
Which you don't get a lot in trained figure. Like, sometimes they do lose a bit of that femininity just by the level of development that they have. But she was still very, very feminine. And, she was lovely as well. She was really nice.
I do agree, yeah.
What other classes did I see? What do we move on to next? Classic. Who won Classic?
I don't know. Who's that guy?
I don't know. Someone that we know, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was getting great. Yannick absolutely slaughtered it. Mm. Walked out again. Dropped to one leg, hit some crazy little classic pose as he does.
Yeah.
Judges' eyes all move to him. But do you know what? This is the thing, and all these guys, I'm gonna get like 9 or 10 messages in my Facebook or Instagram messages now, having a pop at me. But maybe one of them, apart from Yannick, was actual classic structure. The rest of them were just smaller bodybuilders, and nobody wants to admit that. Nobody wants to admit that they don't have a classic look until you know. You need to compare yourself to the best, and if you are not close, I mean, look at Joshua Kinsey-Kyle. Like, the guy's like a classic, and now he's moving up to bodybuilding because you don't just stay at that same size. It's bodybuilding, not body staying. Yannick is destined to do very, very well. If he goes through to the British, I don't know if he's doing the British or off-season now, but if he goes through to the British, he'll win it. Don't even need to see anyone else. He looks fantastic. He looked really, really, really good. He's just, he's put together so well. And he nailed his prep. His glutes went 100% in, but he was tighter everywhere else.
Better than ever.
Yeah, but the best he's been. Definitely the best he's been. And he fucking eats cookies right before he goes on the street. No, I love him. He's good. Right, trained bikini is the next class I saw.
Mm.
So I didn't really see any figure... of the fitnessy classes, I didn't really watch them. Please don't hate me, bikini girls or physique guys. But trained bikini was the next one I saw. The one that stood out was the girl who won, sharp as a tack. A little bit slight in her legs, needs to bring them up a bit, but she was sharp. She was really, really sharp.
Yeah.
Masters bikini, flipping it, she was good. Now, you know her,
yes,
don't you?
She's on the same team. Lily Jane, I believe. Purple bikini, phenomenal.
Yeah, that was pretty. She was fantastic. She walked out and she was one of those sort of immediate, your eyes are drawn to her. A little bit slight in her legs again, but at that age, she being over 40 and being a lady as well, she's going to have a hard time bringing her legs up, you know, horrendous, like, massively. But she was very, very good. She was really conditioned.
Mm.
Really lovely structure.
Yeah.
And that brings us to the end of those, and now to the actual bodybuilding, the men's bodybuilding. So, men's short, again, I think it was a Polish geezer or Romanian geezer who was in the short class, who won it. There was, I believe, two others or three others in the class with him, but they weren't really sort of up to that standard yet of men's bodybuilding, whereas he was a freak. He was an absolute freak. Yeah, I saw him backstage and he was hitting a front double bicep and I was like, wow, that guy's got lats for days.
Yeah.
He was brilliant. He was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then men's medium class, three chaps doing that. And then Ross did that, who's my client as well. okay, I'm just going to say it. Ross killed it. He walked out and he did. He didn't even have to pose, and I actually shouted to him at one point, just take it easy, you've won, take it easy, you've won. Like, I know that's wrong to shout that, and it's not very sportsmanlike, but he was looking really gassed, and he was sweating, and he gets really bad acid reflux.
Right.
So I was telling him, like, just chill.
Mm.
He felt very, very sick after walking off stage. He wasn't in a good spot.
Oh,
I think
him.
He threw up outside.
I think I saw him, was it the overall at the end, he went, like, behind the PCA sign, or was...
Yeah, he's going to hate me for bringing that up. That was actually on when he was doing his class.
He did so good.
Did you see that on the live feed?
Yeah.
Then everyone fucking knows. Yeah, basically, yeah, he threw up at the back of the stage because he got really bad. He chugged water before he went right back on. So in between his routine and walking back on to be presented for the overall for the touchdown bit, he had chugged water.
I must say, he did it very subtly. He literally just walked back and then he came back again.
Spew and then get yourself back together. Men's tour class, so there was two that were standout. The guy that got third was actually Natty. He was prepped by Mr. LRF, and he was very, very good. Very conditioned, very, very good. To hang up in a men's bodybuilding class against guys that aren't, you know, are enhanced guys.
Yeah.
And to beat, you know, people who are also using drugs. I assume the others were using drugs. Very, very, very good.
When I saw that, I was like, wow. Bloody hell, it's impressive, that.
Yeah, he's awesome. But the main battle was sort of between Neil and Marlon, those two were gunning for it. Neil won. He's got very much a freak factor. He's almost like a slightly prettier Branch Warren.
He's got that granite look.
Granite, hard, freaky, in-your-face sort of look. He's not very blocky, but like not broad up top. Not like massively wide clavicles, but he's got so much muscle and so much density.
Mm.
Whereas Marlon was slightly less. He wasn't as thick and gnarly, but structurally he was put together a bit better. But it was more a case of just like condition and freakiness, and Neil trumped him with that. But it was very close between them. It was good. Mm. It was really good. And then the overall, my guy Ross managed to win that, which was really cool. So they compared him to Yannick, and they compared him to Neil at the end of the overall. Ross was in the middle, and they didn't move him. So that's great. So I'm really happy with that. So I think it was a 4-2 decision. I think it was two for Yannick, 4 for Ross, or it might be 2 for Neil. I can't remember. But yeah, it was a split decision. I know that.
Yeah,
so that
either way, all three of them were really good. But Ross
They were like Yannick is the pinnacle of classic bodybuilding, whereas Neil is bodybuilding. I think he's won that overall multiple times before. Back when the UKBFF used to do one there, I imagine he's competed. So he's very, very good bodybuilder. And then the women's overall, it was Karen, Kaz Gibby, the trained finger lady, who won that. Could have gone either way between her and Rhea, but Kaz was very, very good.
Yeah.
And like I said, when she posed, she just came to life completely. So that was awesome. But there we go. There we go. That was that. And that was my rundown of the PCA Wales. Good start to the PCA season. The show was run beautifully. It was run like clockwork. And when you've been to other shows of a federation which I won't name, and you see how poorly those are run and how slow and inconsistent those are run, it's kind of nice to be at one where everything is clockwork and runs like, it's just like butter, it's like smooth as butter.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I mean, I've obviously only competed with UKUP. That was all right, that was fine, I have no issues there. But it'll be nice because I have heard really good things about PCA.
Yeah, I did a UKUP one, and that was smooth. That went really well. They weren't slapdash with anything, and they just got through the classes quite quickly, which was really nice. So that's cool. Right, fantastic. Right, so I believe that is the end of my PCA Wales review. So overall, well done to Ross, well done to Kaz for winning the overalls, well done to everyone else. And I'm sure if they haven't already qualified, there'll be a lot of people going for shows later down the line.
Yeah.
So that's...
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how many people I recognise. Because I know some people are just hopping straight back into the Manchester.
Oh, yeah. That was my plan when I was planning to do those. I was just going to do literally every freaking qualifier.
Hopefully I'll only have to do one, but we'll see.
No, you will. You don't need to do one. You don't even need to do one. Just turn up at the finals. Right, cool. So, we have some questions.
Yes.
I feel like I'm taking over your show here, Caitlin.
Oh, it's all right. It's our show, isn't it?
What are the questions? You start with them. You've got them, haven't you? Have you got the questions on you?
I haven't got them on me. I mean, I had my crap questions. Yeah, anyone that follows me, get better, because they were crap.
But do you know what it is? It's because you're not like, because I'm like a coach, like people ask me things. They just want to know about your life because you're like an athlete, aren't you?
A lot of it was just like asking how I got into the sport and stuff, and I've already done a podcast on that, so if you want to know,
If you want to know about Caitlin's whole life story, just listen to every podcast repeatedly over and over again.
Exactly.
Right, cool. So here are the questions. Right, so start with the first one. Well, you can do this one if you want, first one. Okay. Favourite pre-gym meal?
Okay, so I've always had oats pre-workout, like, ever since getting into it, I've always had oats, and they've always sit quite well with me. But I would say it is very dependent as to what time in your bodybuilding career you're in. If you're in off-season, I was getting to a point where they weren't sitting amazingly well when you were getting to, you know, having really high levels of food, high volume. So I would opt for, in that case, cream of rice, ground rice, just personally, because that digests so well for me. It's always something sweet. It's never like a savoury meal for me. But when I'm in prep, oats are just higher volume. And if baby rice was cheaper, I'd go for that. But it's so expensive. But yeah, basically anything that works for you, and just enjoy it.
That's good. I don't know what I would pick for mine. Probably chicken breast, or like a good quality, like, lean chicken burger, like one that's not breaded. Yeah, and then probably like pita breads or something like that. Like, I seem to digest breads and things like that quite well. But I would always make sure I eat about an hour before I go and train. I don't eat too close because I feel horrible, and especially legs, I give it about an hour and a half usually.
Why do you opt for savoury rather than sweet?
I just prefer savoury foods, really. Like, I'm kind of weird. Like, after training, I always crave sweeter stuff, which is kind of good, because you can just do like a decent bowl of cereal, can't you?
Or something like that.
My cereal or whatever, like Cocoa Pops with like a protein shake or something.
Is that your go-to cereal?
At the moment, no. My go-to cereal is Gordon, is the Country Crisp stuff, because it's full of calories.
Should
I not talk to you about cereal?
Nah, I love Crave. Have you had Crave before?
Oh, yeah.
That's got quite a lot of calories in as well.
One of my parents asked me, can I use, like, I said, I'll use a rice cereal, use Cocoa Pops, or use Rice Krispies, or something along those lines. Use that for your post-workout food. And they were like, can I do Lion Bar cereal?
Amazing.
Right, cool. Next question. Are the gains really worth the receding hairline?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, cool. Oh, so this is a good one. In both aspects of training and in life in general, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? What's the game plan in 5 years' time?
Okay, so away from bodybuilding, 5 years, how old am I going to be? I'm going to be about 22. Yeah, 22. So... I'll be at uni, hopefully studying. That'll probably be taking over my life, to be honest with you. So that's where I see myself. In terms of bodybuilding, I have some scary goals. I want to turn pro by 19.
I'm joking.
Yeah, I want to turn pro by 19 and win a pro show by 21.
Brilliant.
So that is the plan. And if I could, six to seven years for the Olympia, but
so you want to turn pro by about 19-ish, and then you want to be, is that in figure, in like in like IFBB? Okay, so both aspects of training life, blah blah blah, general, when you see yourself in 5 years. I don't really care about my competition, like, things like, if I compete again in 5 years, cool. If I don't, I don't really, it doesn't really phase me. Like, my competition is mainly, like, for me, the main thing is to be one of the leading coaches in the UK, preferably in the industry. I want to be coaching at least 10 pros, maybe, or help turn at least 10 people pro, maybe coaching like 5 or 6 pros, something like that, and just get my amount of, you know, to help as many people as possible, like my clients. Like, I love getting clients wins, because it just, you sort of live through them to a degree.
I can imagine.
My training, I mean, I'd love to go and win an overall at like a crappy little show because I can't really do it at a big one. But I wouldn't mind. Like the NABBA Midlands was where I did my first ever competition. So if I could go, and I was like, I got dead last in the juniors. So if I could go, so I was like literally the worst bodybuilder there. So if I could go back in like how many years' time and be the best bodybuilder there, that would be pretty cool.
That would be, yeah, true.
That'd be a good little story, wouldn't it? Yeah. So there we go. Okay, cool. So then the next question we've got is how to rebound effectively after a show. Oh, Caitlin, you take this one.
So last year, the only thing that I was thinking about was getting through the prep, rather than what happens afterwards. So now I'm reaching the show period, and you've got to start thinking about what you're going to do post show, because it can go from everything being normal to you just feeling so shit about yourself all of a sudden. And I didn't think about that last year. So I just, straight after the show, all my friends were saying to me, oh, let's go get food. Let's, you know, I'm going to be able to eat so much stuff. And I think one of the big differences approaching this time, I'm not even thinking about the food at all. Yeah. Because why on earth are you going to think about the food when all that should matter is getting on stage? So I would say is get yourself in a really healthy relationship with food, which I know is quite hard to do when you're on prep.
It's not a bodybuilder's best trait.
No, definitely not. But it does make such a difference. And also just speak with your coach about what you're going to do. Like, if you don't have a plan, then you're tempted to, you know, you've not got an end goal anymore. You've done it. Whether you've won or come dead last doesn't matter. You've still done what you needed to do, and now what have you got to go with? Like, yeah, I have a couple of days relaxed, but I think I had a full week eating like takeaways, whatever I wanted for a full week, and my stomach was it was horrendous. Like, and that
can... how badly did you rebound in weight?
To be fair, I only gained 6 pounds. Which is barely anything, but I wasn't...
On your frame, actually, that's not just anything, is it?
Yeah.
But
the thing is, I wasn't that lean either, so, like, it's almost as if a rebound wasn't even warranted, because I wasn't that lean. Like, I just gained fat all of a sudden. So I didn't look that bad, so to speak, but my stomach was in bits, and it's... I almost... Not ruined the off-season, but... Yeah. If I'd have kept going, I very could have easily ruined the off season. Luckily, because I'm quite young, I think my metabolism was I got away with it. And then I sort of got back on a sort of plan until December sort of time, and then started up with Jan, and like everything has been 100% since then. So I'm not even bothered about the post-show food. I'm ready to just go straight into the plan and whatever needs to be done, because I haven't got enough time to be pissing around eating shit if I want to turn pro. So
yeah, no, every day counts. But you, do you, in your off season, are you sticking to like a set program in terms of food as well, or do you have variances with it?
So in my off season, I get a meal plan. There are like some variances. I think it's like 1 to 2 off plan meals a week, but I'd only take them if I need them. Like, I'm like, the food that I eat, I make it taste good. Like, I'll use seasonings and stuff, and I use these seasonings off season and prep. Like, it doesn't matter. So, like, it's consistent throughout the whole year. But yeah, no, I couldn't eat different stuff every day. It's just so much easier. I just follow a meal plan, and that's what works for me. But if it doesn't work for you, it's not the be all end all. It doesn't make you a better bodybuilder by just eating the same food every day.
I've seen people get shredded doing,
IIFYM.
If it fits your macros, but like, it's more of like a macro based dieting. It's one of those. Not you don't, you can't just go, I'll eat all of this shit in one big meal and that's sound. I would still always split it up to at least minimum of like 4 meals per day. But it doesn't really matter within reason. Like, you know, back and forth and stuff between sort of like, eating the same sort of foods for a few days, then you want to change out. Say you want to change out your chicken for like turkey meatballs or something like that. And then do it with some pasta sauce and some pasta instead of doing it with like a boatload of rice. That's fine. Like, and then just go back to your chicken and rice the next couple of days. That's how I would. That's how I coach people. Basically, I do that. Like, I do explain to them if they go, "Oh, I'm getting really sick of this meal." Okay, well, let's change up this, and this on this meal for the next 3 days, and then go back to your chicken and rice, see what digests better, and see what feels better. Because you know, realistically, you need to be paying attention to not just putting the best sort of quality nutrients, especially when you're going for a prep. Off season, more lenient, but prep. Yeah, much more. I would be much more concerned about digestion and things like that, rather than just like, as long as it fits in my macros, it'll be sound. Like it will.
Yeah.
But you're eating beef mince 3 times a day, and your body doesn't do well on red meat just because you like the taste of beef mince or whatever. That's not paying attention to it. That's not bodybuilding anymore. That's just using if it fits your macros as a crutch to be a retard with your food.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to questions. What was the next question?
Rebound, I think. Yeah. What are some of your maybe protocols, plans that you put in place for a show? Maybe you could touch on with the rebound question.
So what I would do for people, for me, I'm a retard when I do it. I was an idiot this last time I did it. I took advantage of the fact that my body was really insulin sensitive, so I actually started using insulin as soon as I came off. So I was using insulin and growth hormone, and I carried on my BLAST, but I changed up the compounds that I was using. Yeah. But I was paying attention to my blood pressure because it was tanked, so I wasn't using anywhere near what I would normally use, performance-enhancing drug-wise. And I was doing cardio every morning. I still have, actually. I go for a walk every morning. Loads of little stuff, like still keep cardio in, taper it down every week from what you're at to what you want to be at. Increase your carbs really steadily and slowly. Say like 10 grams of carbs per day, per meal. Keep doing that over 20 weeks and you'd be sound. That'd be the ideal way to do it. Right? And keep your protein and fats similar, maybe, depending on the individual. It just all varies, really. But most of the time, people want to just get back to eating. And you don't want to feel hungry again for another 15, 10, 12 weeks, however long you're doing it. You want to sort of just get back to actually being like, okay, I now have energy. Like, as opposed to, like, my God, I hate this. I just want to quit. Like, you don't want to feel that for much longer.
Yeah.
So it depends. With women, I get them back to a maintenance level like that, like straight away, like, because it's not healthy for them to stay that lean and that low down. Blokes, you can get away with a bit more, especially if they're enhanced. So depends on the individual. If they're a more advanced bodybuilder and they want to sort of really make big jumps in that period of time, we have certain protocols we'll do. If it's a woman, get a healthy ASAP. If they're just like an average sort of level bodybuilder and they're not advanced or whatever, it'll be really gradually over time, sort of bringing them back into an off-season sort of setup for food. Just depends on the individual. Very individual. All of bodybuilding is individual. Right, what have we got? You'll like this one. This is the one for you to answer. In a professional working environment, how do you close down steroid conversations?
Depends whether you want to or not. There'll be some situations where it's better to actually just say the bare minimum. So not shutting it down, so to speak. Just be like, yeah, it's a part of bodybuilding, but there's no more to say about it. Like, if you can explain to them the reason as to why people might use it, for example, your co-workers or something like that, people in my school might be saying, oh, but surely that's cheating if people are using it.
Yeah.
But when everyone's doing it, is it really? It's kind of fair game, so to speak. You can choose to do a natural show if you want, but...
So what you're saying is it's more about the, if you're going to do it, be prepared to be asked for the questions about it.
Yeah, if you're going to do it. But at the same time, I'd probably just make a joke out of it. Like, that's good.
Do you know what I used to do when I was asked about it? I'd just go, oh, well, I've done them before, but I don't do them anymore.
Yeah.
Because theoretically, I could have taken a shot on Monday and I planned to do one on Thursday.
Only at the weekend.
It's Wednesday. So, no, I did it before, but I don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
you're not lying. You're not
telling the truth. True. Yeah, no, I only do it the weekend.
I've done it before, but I don't anymore. Or you could have taken growth hormone 2 hours ago, but you're like, no, I don't do it anymore.
Not anymore.
I'm natural now. I feel fucking 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, I mean, if... The person that's asking the question, I'm sure they'll be quite a big person if people are actually asking them if they use it, because like for myself, I don't really get asked it so much when it's with people.
Yeah, but if you take your kit off, they notice straight away.
Yeah.
Back and your arms and stuff, you know.
Yeah, I have a lot of that, to be fair. Like if any of my co-workers are like, oh, have you got any recent photos? And I'll be like, oh yeah, here it is. And they're like, you don't look like that in real life. And I'm like, yeah. But like most people who don't really follow bodybuilding probably... They might think of that as a first thought, but as they get talking to you, they probably won't think about that so much. So I wouldn't be, like, just make a joke out of it, because it's always going to come up and there's always going to be a stigma behind it. There's no getting around that. Just make a joke out of it and move on. Make them intrigued by how cool of a sport it is rather than the flaws in it, so to speak.
Yeah, I would, yeah, if you can't do that, depending on the circumstance in which you're in, if you can't be able to make a quick joke about it, I would just tell the truth, but not the whole truth. Do you know where I'm coming from? So if you're in a professional working environment, say you work in, you know, you can't just make a joke. If they're not going to take a joke out of it, they're going to look at you like, what the fuck is this guy about?
Yeah.
I think at that point, if you were to just go, you know, I used to, or something like that, or like, oh, no, I get, or you just go, oh, when I get drug tested, or something like that, like, you know, the drug testing is apparently, like, random, so theoretically, you could always get drug tested, but whether or not that actually happens is a very, very different thing, isn't it?
We both. Or just that. Deny everything.
Just deny it.
I'm afraid.
Oh, I'm natural. Yeah. Okay, and then... I think that's all of the questions. There was one more, but I already spoke to the individual about that already, so that's fine. Right, so what else have we got to cover as well? I think we've got one more thing to cover, haven't we? Very briefly, we did say we would touch on the Two Bros.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Two Bros, arguably one of the biggest shows of this year, especially with the fact that Two Bros is a very up-and-coming federation, and it's what everyone wants, the pro card. Anyone who's been... competing for a while and hasn't had the opportunity to go abroad, I think is going to jump at the chance. Anyone who's got a name as well will probably be competing. So we do have a few big names competing. So we'll just discuss what we kind of...
I think the men's bodybuilding is the main thing that we've seen.
Yeah,
sort of the most exciting, isn't it, really,
yes,
from what we've been coming up. The ones I've seen who obviously, I actually coach one who is in the running for it. So Ross won his competition. He won the overall as a light heavyweight. So he's in the runnings for it. Also, a guy called Troy Hemus is probably not in the contention for the actual card this year, but just not quite big enough. But structurally and everything, he's put together to be a champion in the future. However, in the middleweights, he's one of the top gunning ones for it. His condition is fantastic. Heavyweights or supers? Rob Taylor.
Rob Taylor.
The Barnsley Pitbull. Hanson. What else are the other ones he uses?
Team Hanson.
What else is it?
Gas Mark 10. I love listening to his voice. It's so not calmy. It just gets me so riled northern. Up. Oh, it's so northern. I love it. Barnsley football.
Barnsley. Sort of legendary on Instagram, aren't they?
Yeah.
His, you know, 5-plate shoulder presses and fucking, you know, stacking every machine in his gym.
And
gym for me as well. It's called the Muscle Unit, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd really like to go there. So I can actually go there now.
Yes,
drive myself there.
But yeah, no, he's certainly in the running for it. He's one of, because being Ross's coach, he's the one that scares me the most. Who else? Danny Mahmood in light heavies as well. He's either a light heavy or a heavyweight. He looks too big to be a light heavy, but he might be.
Yeah.
It might be the top end of the light heavies. Jamie Durego coaches him. Jamie, lovely guy. Very, very genuine, very friendly. And Danny under him is one hell of a combination. So it should be very interesting to see how he gets.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. So him and Ross probably will be battling that out in the light heavies for the win there. And then the heavyweights, there was some white guy who I don't know.
Lewis Breed's
doing Amateur Olympia from what I've seen. I don't know if he's been in condition for that one. I know he did Saxon in PCA at the start of the year and just destroyed everyone. Yeah, he's he's a mutant. He's an absolute mutant. But yeah, no, I think those are some of the top guns that I've
seen. Is Aziz doing it, or is he doing the amateur?
I have no idea what Aziz is doing. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, well, he's a great bodybuilder anyway.
He's very, very good.
I remember
seeing him come up through the ranks as a junior and just killing everybody, basically, as he was going. I don't know. It doesn't look like he's getting ready for anything. He doesn't look stage ready, from what I've seen. Yeah. But then again, he's one of those guys that could diet for 3 weeks and be stage ready, isn't he? I do know one guy. Guy I met before. Really friendly, really genuine chap. Abu, can I say something?
I'm not too sure.
He's doing classic bodybuilding.
All right, okay.
He's doing classic bodybuilding. He's natural. Young lad, I believe he's 23 or 24 or 22, something like that. And doing the classic two rows. The guy's legs are he's put together so well. He looks like in person, in like clothes, small, takes his kit off and you're like, holy fucking shit. Like,
I almost forgot about the classic division then. I almost forgot about, classic. Who do I know? There's Ryan, the person that won the overall.
Ryan pulled out. Ryan Cartwright pulled out.
Has he? Oh, damn.
I spoke to his coach, James Llewellyn, at the weekend. Ryan's pulled out. He's sick of it. He can't be asked anymore.
Fair enough, yeah.
Then there's a guy, John Lofthouse. Is doing it. John Lofthouse, I believe, is doing it. I couldn't tell you if he is there or not. This is a bad topic for us to talk about. Neither of us are as up to date as we should be with this. let's call it a day there. Loads of good people are doing it. Someone's going to get some pro cards. Everyone's going to cry and all be really happy.
Yeah. I wish I could go watch it. Rob
David win the whole thing because he's a fucking mutant. As much as I don't want him to.
I hope he does.
As much as I want my guy Ross to win this pro card. Taylor's probably going to take it because the guy's been denied too many times.
It's that photo when he does the, when he's about to do the lat spread and he pulls his back like that and you can just see the Christmas tree and I'm like, wow.
That's what I want. No, he's been denied too many times. He deserves it. If he doesn't, he's going to jump off stage and fly and kick the judges.
Oh, I know. I just want to go down for that reason.
That's why I'm going down.
There'll be a riot.
Yeah, of course there will. You don't mess with the Barnsley Pitbull.
Nah.
Right, so that's cool. I believe that's everything covered. We're coming up towards our hour mark, aren't we? Have we got anything else to talk about, Caitlin, considering this is your podcast, not mine?
I don't think so. I mean, just for the people listening that normally tune in, I'm 4 days out now, so next time...
Oh, yes, your prep, so almost there.
Yeah, almost there.
Have you gone for the tanning with the PCA?
So I actually they sent an email out and they were like, reply to this with the slot that you want. I replied and then they didn't get back to me until another 4 days and they were like, oh, I'm sorry, the time that you wanted is now not available. So they said come between 4 and 5. Oh. But I'm at school.
Don't dock on the PCA right before you go.
True. No, they were really nice though. They were just like kind of show up whenever. So
that's fine. It's not too bad. You just end up getting in a queue and you just get set and sorted by them. You'll be sound. They look after you backstage as well. Because so a lot of women probably don't know this, but this is so weird to talk about. This won't happen to you, Caitlin. When women go and sit down on the toilet to have a wee,
and
they splash themselves and all down the side of their legs. And unfortunately, they need to get sorted out. Yeah. And my friend Jasmine was telling me the other day, who is she tans
for a company
as well.
And
she was saying that's one of the things they have to fix the most.
In
a thigh of ladies who've had a little wee.
Yeah. I'm going to take a she wee with me or a cup.
Yeah,
should we?
Whatever it takes, be the 5%. You can do it. That's been a rich piano. Rest in peace. So your prep. So what are you doing for your peak?
Pretty much, because I'm not shredded, so there's no point changing much, so to speak. Just gonna keep just monitoring progress, starting to do like check-ins have been daily since Monday, but we're going to start doing them 2 times a day just to monitor everything. But I don't, at the minute, just keeping me on low food and just slowly tapering up water seems to be going all right, because this morning was probably my best luck so far. So if it's not broken, why change it?
Well, do you do like a video and then you pause it and screenshot the video?
Yeah.
Best way to do it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Make sure you have it from the right sort of height as well. You don't want it too low. It skews the picture.
Yeah.
It can make your condition look worse than it actually is as well. Yeah. So,
it's all fine, yeah.
That's all good.
Well, yeah, hopefully I get the finals invite and maybe even a trophy.
Yeah, maybe even a big fat gold one that says first place.
Yeah, maybe.
Look, you know what? If you win the overall... Oh, do you know what? I am going to have to come to it now. Because if you win the overall, I'm going to have to be there... Like, we'll strap like a Yannick mask on my face.
Yes,
point the finger and go like,
yeah.
Yannick, anything you just want, yeah, we'll do that.
Amazing.
Okay, I believe that's everything covered,
Kevin. Yeah.
Things look good, aren't they? Anything you want to say to our 150 something listeners?
Last time I checked it was 190, so it's gone up even more.
Mm-hmm.
Just if you've got to this point, thank you very much for listening, because we've just been chatting out of rubbish for the past 45 minutes. A little bit educational, and then just basically bitching about people and judging them.
Bitching about people. I've been complimenting Rob Taylor like, fuck,
true,
I don't get a
message on the, true. The yeah. No, if you've got to this point, thank you very much. If you've got any suggestions, just, you know, send us a DM, because we're hoping to do some more in the future. Basically all my followers just need to get more interesting and send questions over, because they were so bad. They were like, oh.
You say this now, you're going to wake up 2 followers.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, yeah. Well, I think that concludes everything then, doesn't it?
I think we're done and dusted. Thank you very much. Yeah. Right.
Matt, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.